Let's switch gears right now and go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with a couple of excellent guests who are joining us right now. And we're very privileged to be joined by T.C. Johnson, who's the director of Red Horizon, and Amelia Tolbert, who is the pilot featured in this film. I'm going to begin with T.C. first of all. This 35-minute documentary will be shown at the Greenberg Center for Learning and Tolerance Red Horizon Film Event coming up on Monday at Stargazers here in Colorado Springs at 5:30. Welcome to the show, TC. This is a wonderful opportunity for people to learn about the Tuskegee Airmen and their historic missions that really a lot of people who haven't heard of this before need to learn. Talk about this film and everything that went into it as the director.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I had heard about this story. What I was so fascinated by is I had heard about the Tuskegee Airmen through history classes and, you know, films in the past. But really what captured me was the fact that I didn't. And a friend of mine introduced me to the story, and I was captivated by it. In 15 minutes, I knew I wanted to make the film.
Yeah, that's excellent. Now, Amelia, you're a pilot featured in this film. What's the hardest part about making a 35-minute documentary where you have so much information you want to cram into this thing, but it's only 35 minutes? What, as an actress, what was the hardest part?
Hi, thanks for having me as well. I'll say that the hardest part is really conveying the story. You know, we put so much into our flight training. We all have dynamic backgrounds and stories that encouraged us or inspired us to want to be pilots. And it's really just, I really don't know how TC did it. He managed to convey all of our personalities and our drive for what we do every day down at the airport within a 35-minute film. And just really did an impeccable job of doing so. But I guess I would say that the hardest part is just really capturing the full story of the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen and how we're dedicated to continuing that legacy.
Now, after the film takes place, you're going to take part in a question and answer session, right? Are you going to be part of that?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, that's excellent. I mean, this is such a wonderful story. Tell me about your role. What was your role, and how hard was it to actually portray the character that you were asked to portray?
Yeah. So for starters, it's actually me playing. I'm not playing a role. It's actually my story.
The whole thing. The whole thing.
Yes.
Okay. Oh
yes.
My
so
goodness.
So it's actually me in the documentary, and It really capped. I guess my story is, you know, just being a pilot, being a student pilot, and without revealing too much of the documentary, just the obstacles that I encountered while flying or while becoming a pilot, and I guess just the privilege that I really hold to be in this program as well.
That's excellent. Now, TC, you did this with Amelia. How wonderful was it to work with her? And just give us kind of an idea of how you worked with her on this.
Yeah, I mean the story follows five folks in their 20s and in mid 30s that are that started a flight school in Tuskegee on the exact same airport that the original Tuskegee Airmen flew, and it's a flight school, but it really carries on the heritage and the legacy of the Tuskegee Airmen. But what was so surprising to me is that you're meeting these friends, these people that are in their 20s, and they run an airport. They literally run a flight school. Older person that's there like running this. It's like they're instructing and teaching the next generation of pilots. It's kind of a world that people will get to experience in a new way. But what was kind of fascinating is that what we were able to do is to weave in their five stories and journeys through life and aviation with the history of the Tuskegee Airmen, and then kind of the last part of this is kind of our current issues, what's going on in our world today. And why we made the film at 35 minutes is that after the film plays, it's going to be amazing because the cast will be there to kind of do a Q&A. And that's really what we've found is a real powerful experience for people to get to watch the film, see what's going on in this world in a very fresh and hopeful way, but then actually dialogue with the cast. And I'll tell you, it's a little different than what you'll hear on CNN.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is such a wonderful opportunity for people here in Colorado Springs. Stargazers Theater, doors open at 5:30 on Monday. Film starts at 6:30 with the Q&A happening after it. Amelia, TC, thank you so much for joining us. We're unfortunately out of time right now, but we wish both of you the best of luck, and we'll look forward to the screening coming up on Monday.
Yeah, we hope you see it at the movies. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Amelia.